Okay, everybody, say shalom to all. Yeshua Sarah Orlean. Mezuzah. Okay, so we have this week and next week. So next week's a tainus, but we still have it at regular time, correct? And then we'll daven minchas some other time, whenever. Okay, so basically, Hilchas Mezuzah is all about understanding one pasuk in Chumash. And if you understand that one pasuk in Chumash, then you basically have most of Hilchas Mezuzah. Uchsavtam al mezuzos pesecha uvisharecha. So we have to know what it means. So the ksiva we're not going to deal with. That's, you know, you take a safras class and you'll learn ksiva if you want to. And the ksiva. We're going to talk about what is mezuzas, beisecha, uvisharecha. So let's start with beisecha. If we can understand what the word beisecha is, we'll be in good shape. So the Gemara in Sukkah and Dav Gimel and Aleph says, man. Tan al hadu tan rabban bayis sheim ba arba amos al arba amos potter min ha mezuzah. So that's it. A bayis has to be an area that's dalet amos al dalet amos. Rav Moshe Feinstein held like 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. Rav Chaim Noyat more like 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches. And if it's not that sheer, then you're not chayiv mezuzah. So now, we assume that every room is called a bayis b'fnei atzma. Like Rabbi Nachman Cohen once pointed out from the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Pesach by Bedikas Chametz, every cheder. In other words, even though in modern Hebrew, you wouldn't call this a bayis, right? We call this room a bias, right? No one would call that a bias. You call it a cheder. But in halacha, this room is a bias b'fnei atzma, because it's arba amos al arba amos. Now, so what does that mean? It has to be arba amos al arba amos, and what? It has to be enclosed. In other words, because if it's not enclosed, what is it going to do? That does he have a here outside? Arba amos al arba amos, but it's not enclosed, so it's an enclosed area. Machitzas. Okay. And what else does it have to be? It has to be a mokum dira. A mokum dira. It has to be a place of dwelling. If it's not a place of dwelling, then it's also not chayiv in mezuzah. That's the famous Gemara in Psochim and Dav Dalet. Mezuzah chos hadar. Mezuzah is the chova of the dweller. You need a dira. That's the sugya there about the maskir and the socher, who puts up the mezuzah, who does the bedikas chametz. Mezuzah chovas hadar. So a bayis is a mokum dira. It's a mokum dwelling. It is a enclosed area, and it is dalet al dalet. So technically speaking, if you're missing any of the criteria above, then that's not chayiv in mezuzah. So say, for example, you have a backyard that it's not fenced in, so it's not a mokum dira because it's not fenced in. Okay? And it might be dalet al dalet, but it's not fenced in, so it's not you can't call it a mokum dira. So this room, what about this room we're in now? So it's dalet al dalet l'chol hadeis. The Choladeus. And it's fenced in the Choladeus. The only thing that's lacking, perhaps, in this is what? Is dira. Because I see sometimes people, you know, eat during shir, so we sleep during shir. So we have a lot of the, this question, what's makom dira? Makom marneir, makom pita, makom lina. So I think we do well on that. We pita, we lina. But all kidding aside, but technically speaking, as Rav Avadi once said to me, no one lives in a classroom. It's not a makom dira. So technically speaking, one could make an argument that this room does not need a mezuzah because it's an animal kumdira. So, look, so then that would basically exempt all these places, all the chasana halls, and all the medical clinic, because it's really not a makom dira. So the minhag became, somehow in the Yiddish moistus, put it that way. In Yiddish moistus, they put up mezuzahs, or else people will just think you're oisvorf. So you just gotta put it up because then people will just. Think that you're just not. So lemaisa you put up, but only if you're pure. There's yeshiva in Lakewood. Yeshiva in Lakewood. That Rav Abadi's talmidim were in charge of the yeshiva. So he's a purist. So he says though it's not makom dira. So save your money, and don't spend money on if it's not a makom dira. Rav Abadi said only the dormitory. That's a makom dira. So therefore, but Lemaisa, the minhag became, that places that people, mishtamish with, even though technically it's not a makom dira, no one's really dwelling here, it wouldn't be chayav mezuzah. So therefore, for sure, you wouldn't make a bracha. So all the law offices, even though I always make this joke, some lawyers are in their office more than they're in their regular house, and it's a question whether the house is a makom dira, the office is a makom dira. But the maisa, technically speaking, so therefore at least you can't make a bracha because the maisa. We put it up because, but like a lot of times people come to me, it's a question, do I really have to put it in my office? Oh, they're going there, I'm not really sure, And so then you can tell them that, like Ravadi points out, the Ikar Adin is that you don't really even need it. So it's always important to know when you're doing something, are we doing it because of this is the Ikar Adin, it's a Chumrah, in other words, it's always important to know. Is this like Rav Shecht always says, you have to know if it's a daraisa, a rabbanan, a minhag, a chumrah, because then you're a rav, you're a posig, then in certain situations it's only this. Not that we do the daraisas, we do the rabbanans, we do the minhag, but there are hierarchies when there's issues of conflict, etc. When we don't. So you realize that. That's why I never get, Moshe Perswarski is in charge of the mezuzahs in the campus, so he's very mocked. So I never lose sleep so much on the mezuzahs here because it's just, I don't know what you call it, chumrah, this. It's not a real mikra din. So every once in a while, the mezuzahs and the. So we get it fixed, but it's not like your own house. If you buy a house, you got to do it right away. No monkey business. You rent, so you have in Chutz La'aretz we have coolers that called Shul Shem Yom Potter only after that are Yechayev. But here again, it's all chumras because it's not really a makom dira. So even though it has the walls and it has the whatchamacallit, it has the dalit al dalit, but.
Yeah. So would media curtain re-exempt rooms in a house, like a kitchen or something like that, or a dining room where you don't sleep, right? Maybe a dining room you eat there, so you live there, but like your kitchen, let's say, would that need to be the media curtain?
So you're asking very well. So this yid is asking, you know, so maybe you could say that about certain places in your house. In other words, the bedrooms, the dining room, I understand, you eat, sleep, those are the, but would you exempt rooms in the, no, so there we would say, like this Rav Abadi said, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also said, that it's part of the, it's nitpol to your whole dira. In other words, all the house are part of your living quarters. That's part of your living quarters. So we don't say, well, this room, technically you never eat and you never sleep, so...
like a shed or a
food. Right, we hold, there's a machlokas we've shown him in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Beit HaOtzar, Beis HaOtzar, in other words, it's used for storage. Is that chayiv in mezuzah or not? The Beis HaOtzar. So, what's your name?
Adin.
So Adin asks, so there's a machloikis, whether Beis HaOtzar is chayiv in mezuzah and or patur in mezuzah. And we paskin, it's chayiv in mezuzah. There was the storage place, some rooms, right? Some, you know, in your house, it was only for storage. Some rooms in your house is only for storage. So the Rambam Shita is, if you look here on page 24, base Tevin, base Bokar, base Eitzim, base Otsus Peturim. And the Rush disagrees. So, and we paskin like the Rush in Shulchan Aruch. On Resh Pei Vav Beis, page 10. Beis Tevin, Chayiv, Eitzim, base Bokar, Chayovin. So I heard once from Rav Abadi, and then Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also says the same thing, that that's only if it's part of a Mokum Dira. There was I once asked Rav Abadi, you want to say the yeshiva is part of a mezuzah, but isn't it a Beis Otzer? You have the desks here, you keep things here. So Rav Abadi said, no, that's not pshat. Beis Otzer is because it's nitpol to the Dira. The simple pshat of the Beis Otzer is like the first mission in Psachim, that you have the wine, where you keep the wine cellar. So you, every once in a while, you're out of wine, you go to that room and you bring wine. So that's part of your living. Part of your living is you take things to the, so it's nitpol to the dira. But you ever see, I'm sure we all see this when we're riding on the highway. So you always see billboards for what? For storage. You know, all these big advertisements for storage. So Rav Abadi said, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also, that those would not be chayiv in mezuzah, because it's a mokum for storage, but it's not nitpol to a dira. See, so therefore it would be potter. In other words, because the big yisod is that it has to be a dira. There is an interesting din in Shulchan Aruch. About a...
Sorry to go back to that topic, but I mentioned about storage facilities. One lives in Long Island, storage facilities in New Jersey, obviously we're talking Ponte. What if one has one directly linked to the house? Perhaps.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. So that's chayiv.
So now what if it's a little bit removed from the house? Now it's in the backyard. You walk outside, you walk 20 feet through the backyard, and then there's...
Yeah, but it's still right. But it's still part of the dira. It's still part of your dira. It's still on your property. It's still close by. It's within the... The question that Deborah Tzin has a discussion, what's the shear of richuk? But usually it's right there. You know, your garage is adjacent to your house.
Why is an initial
balthusa
that the
chomer
of being
mezuzah
in a classroom?
Yeah, excellent question. I spent this whole semester teaching the halachas of balthusas. So that's the question. In other words, if you put a mezuzah where you're not chayiv to put, So is that Bal Tosef? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says it's not. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says that if you want to put it there, it's not. He has a couple of interesting tshuvas about Bal Tosef and Gabi Mezuzah. One tshuva is written to none other than Rabbi Rakefet. Then his name was Rothkopf before he made Aliyah. His name is Rothkopf, Aaron Rothkopf. So he actually pointed out to me the tshuva. And then he also told me the background for the tshuva. So this was the tshuva. He said he was living in the Bronx. Right? Now, in the old days, you know, and I'm sure you've all seen this. You ever go to some old house and you see there's like a little mezuzah there, like painted over like 25 times at least, 25 coats of paint over it. Now, who in the world knows what's under there? I mean, I recently went to someone's apartment, I saw something. I don't know if it was a mezuzah or it was just extra paint or what it was, but like it's 100, you know. So, and certainly, who knows if it's kosher or not? So it's a big deal to have to try to unearth that. So here's Rav Moshe, and I'm willing to go in the store, get a nice mezuzah, and just put it on, leave that mezuzah there. You know, could I do that? So Rav Moshe said, if you do that, that's a chashash about Tosef. Because you're putting two mezuzahs on the same door. That's a chashash about Tosef. That's a chashash about Tosef. So Mela. So you can't do that. So you have to make sure to take out that mezuzah. Take it out and get it checked, and maybe it's good or maybe it's not good, but remove it, because then you can have two mezuzahs on the. If I put two mezuzahs here on this the door, that's Bal Tosef. Moshe proves it from the sugya of Hitil Mutalas, sugya Menachas. If you want to put an extra set of tzitzis on the here, you have everyone has one set. You want to have two sets. So can you do that? So the Rambam says that the Gemara says you can't do it. But what if you mevatel the first? So it's mashmash from the Rambam that even if mevatel, it's no good until you cut it off. Okay. You have to cut it off. And there's one that the Taz quotes from Rashi that maybe if you have kavanah mevatel, even if you didn't cut it off, it's okay. So according to that sheet, if you have kavanah to mevatel the first mezuzah, you can put up the second mezuzah. But Rav Moshe didn't think that that's the ikar halacha, and therefore it would be a problem. But the case that you asked is say if we hold that this is ikar din not chayiv, so maybe we dafka shouldn't. So most people, so Rav Abadi, he's a purist. So he says, if it's not chayiv, then don't waste your time. You know, don't do it. But most people aren't purists like that. So they assume that there could be some, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says that chanus is potter. Chanus shebishvakim is potter from a storefront, a chanut. Chanus. That's on Yeresh Pei Vav Yud Aleph. Chanus Chanuya Shabashvakim Pturim. So there's a machlokis between the Taz and other Achronim, the Drisha. Why is it Pater? So the Taz says because the guy with the store is only there, he's not there the whole day. So it's not a Mokum Dira because you're not there Belayla. And the other achronim, what the Yatkatana, the other achronim that's quoted here in the Berhetev B'Shem Yatkatana, says no. It's talking about a makeshift chanus, like for the fair. You put up a booth for a week or something like that. That's Potter. But if you had a full building that's not temporary, then it would be chayiv, even though it's not technically a makom dira. So some poskim hold. There's a discussion in the Sefer Argor Balacha talks about this, and that some poskim hold that if you use it, if there are some shitas that say it's chayiv, then maybe it wouldn't be baltosif. But anyway, Rav Moshe has the thing that even if it's patur l'chol hadayis, Rav Moshe has the sheet, even if it's patur l'chol hadayis, and you want to put it up, it's not baltosif. Well, that's his. Because you know the Ramban says if you make a new mitzvah. There was, but what is Baal Tosif? Instead of doing four minim of dalad minim, you take five minim. That's Baal Tosif. What if I want to make up a new mitzvah? So the Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Aschan says you make up a new mitzvah, it's Baal Tosif. It's also Baal Tosif. And Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that no, making up a new mitzvah is just a shtus ba'alma. Say I want to make up a mitzvah, Rav Moshe writes that breaking a stick is a mitzvah. Every Wednesday morning I'll break a stick, l'shem mitzvah. Havaylo Baal Tosif is just tam mishagas. So Moshe says not Baal Tosif. So Rav Hutna writes that it could be, he's not addressing Rav Moshe per se, but it could be like this, that the concept of making a new mitzvah by being Baal Tosif is only when the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, makes a new mitzvah. That would be Baal Tosif. And they don't tell us it's a Darabona. They sell it as if it's a Daraisa. That's Baal Tosif. But if any Yankel Shmerel in the street wants to make up a new mitzvah, that's just Tama Mishagas. It's not. So that's perhaps what Ramosha would, Ramosha Lashitoso, that making up a new mitzvah is Tama Mishagas. So therefore, you want to put a mezuzah on this door, even if you want to say there's no Shita that's Machayev over here. It wouldn't be Baal Tosif. Because Baal Tosif is only like the case Rav Moshe said to Rabbi Rakefet. If you put two of that, that's a Baal Tosif. You're not making up a new mitzvah. You're adding. The Torah says one mezuzah on the bayis, and you're making two mezuzahs. So that's Baal Tosif. But stam to put it up when it doesn't. Rav Moshe wants to bring a ride from a medrash. There's a medrash that says mihik dimani vashalem, and the guy says, Hashem says if you do something, I'll help you. Like, in other words, you don't have children yet, but you still pay the Malamed, Tinokos. You pay him salary. One day, you'll be zochet the children to be able to have a Malamed teach your children. And he says, you don't have a home, and you're already doing mezuzah. So one day, you'll get a home. So Moshe says, what does that mean? So where am I putting the mezuzah if I don't have a home? So Moshe says, no, me, it's talking about a guy who just lives in a punduk. An inn. A couple of nights here, a couple of nights here. And he still puts up a mezuzah because he wants to, but it's not chayiv at all. But he still puts it up. So Rav Moshe writes, so you see from the Medrash, at least that was Rav Moshe's pshat in the Medrash. Other people have different pshat in the Medrash. But he says he wants, as a smach from that Medrash, that even if you put it up, say in the Gluck based Medrash, I don't know, someone told me there's no park, I don't know, but in the side going into the bathroom, closer to the bathroom, and you go in over there, so that mezuzah, there's a mezuzah there on those glass doors. So that's not chayiv according to any shita. Like Rav Shapta pointed out, maybe the other side Rav Shapta pointed out is chayiv according to one shita. The other side, I think Rav Shapta pointed out, not chayiv into any shita. There's no shita because it's in the middle of a wall. It's like putting a mezuzah right over here. That's what it is. Put the mezuzah right here. There's no shita like that. So over there, it's in the middle of a wall. So, because you need side posts. There's no side posts over there. It's in the middle of a wall. So it's not chayiv, according to any shita. So maybe it should be Baal Tosif then. Someone said, I don't know if it's true, that there's no parchment in there. I don't know. I don't know how they know that. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not true. I don't know anything. But all I know is, like Rav Shechter pointed out, that's not chayiv according to any shita. So according to Rav Moshe, it wouldn't be Baal Tosif either. Because, it's not that the Bezdin said we should do it. So some person wanted to put it up because whatever. So whatever. Yeah.
Let's just hold questions for later, so they could go.
Yeah, okay, you start speaking right.
You also have a college in the case, let's say, that Moshe gives a breaking a stick in a mezuzah. Mezuzah, at least, is a din that exists. Breaking, I mean, maybe there's no lato simply because at least that's a halakha, even though it's not right over here. It's a breaking.
Right, you could have made the chilak, but maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. Okay, Rebosa, we're good. Oh, so I was about to say the following. Beis Knesses. So that's, what's the story of a Beis Knesses? So on page 15, Reish Pei Vav, Gimel. Beis Knesses in Yesh Bo Dira L'Shum Odom Chayev B'Mezuzah. In other words, a Beis Knesses. So the old days, I grew up in the old days when every shul, I'm sure none of you guys probably ever had this, and I'd be surprised. You know, every shul had three things. They had a rabbi, they had a chazan, and they had a shamus. You probably never saw a shamus in your life, most of you. You know, the shamus was usually somebody like a European person. He wasn't the rabbi, he probably didn't speak English necessarily too well. But he was the balkore, and he was in charge of the lulavim, and the yortzeit cards, and the matzahs, and you know, he learned mishnayos with the balabatim between marv. So they had these people. So in the shul, in my day, they didn't live in the shul, but they used to have people that would live in the shul. So if you live in the shul, then the shul is chayiv in mezuzah. But a Beis Knesses is not chayiv in mezuzah because it's not a mokum dira. No one lives there. So if he says, but he said Beis Knesses yeshob dira the shum adam. So usually the shum adam was the chazan, the, you know, what we call today the shamus, etc. Then it would be chayiv in mezuzah. So that's what. So you go to shul. So most shuls today, they have a mezuzah on them, right? I'm sure most of the shuls that you've been in, they have a mezuzah on them. So, but it's not a makom dira, unless somebody lives there.
If, let's say, the shuls where the house is connected, do we say that it has a status?
Yeah. So the rabbi's house. Yeah, but the rabbi's house is connected to the shul, but the shul is still a separate.
Right, you're not going to say it's.
You're not going to say that it's the wine cellar, right? You're not going to say it's the wine cellar because it's not the wine cellar. You take wine to the dining room to drink. You take it's nitpal to the dira. That's a separate entity. To the the rabbi lives next door to the shul. Even if it's connected, I know. What about a base medrash? So what's a base medrash? That's another thing. That in the old shuls, maybe even the shuls that you fellows have gone into. In the old shuls, if war was on Shabbos, you had a big crowd. During the week, the shvach. You had 12 people on Shabbos, and you had 500 on Shabbos, 12 during the week. Mm-hmm. So it was like bizyonis to daven in the main shul, because you have 12 people, a shul that seats 700 people. So it was bizyonis. So they would build another room, and they would call that the Beis Medrash. But that has no halachic. They call that the Beis Medrash, and then the main sanctuary, they call that the Beis Knesses, right? So that has nothing to do with anything. But Beis Medrash, the Shulchan Aruch says, is potter, but one opinion says that it's chayiv. And nochon lochosh l'divreim. So the Shach says that's only a Beis Medrash, the Shach in Reish Pei Vav, Sif Kotten Yutes. That's only if you have a Beis Medrash in the yeshiva, where people are like there the whole day learning. So then you could say that even though no one technically is really living there, but it's similar to a dira because it's so frequently occupied. So Mamela, that's how the Shach explains it. That's the famous story of the Maram Rittenberg, that he would be in the Beis Medrash the whole day, and then he would doze off in the afternoon or something. One second, and then he couldn't sleep well, and the Ruach Ra was disturbing. But then he put a whatchamacallit, the Zuzah, and then the Ruach Ra went away. That was the Rosh quote from the his Rebbe. Yeah. Okay, so that's the. So what did we discuss? You need a makom dira. But if it's not a makom dira, it's not chayiv. And okay. Now we said also, you need dalet al dalet. So the big question is, what if you don't have dalet al dalet? So pashut pshat, if you don't have dalet al dalet, you potter. Have dalet al dalet. It's the favorite you did. It has to be dalet al dalet. So then the following question comes up. But this is a serious question, especially if you're a Mashiach. And that is, I don't know, I grew up in Brooklyn. And so it's a house. So you walk in the front door and you walk into this little foyer. It's not dollar on dollar. And then you walk in from there and then you walk in. So you mean to tell me what? So there shouldn't be a mezuzah on the front door, pashas. No, that would be very misleading to the Mishulachim, right, who are looking to see who's Jewish. And right now the minhag in Argobal is clearly that we put mezuzahs on the front door, unless you're a purist, unless you're like Rav Abadi in his old house in Lakewood, not in the new house. New house opens right away to a big, but in the old house in Lakewood on about East 2nd Street, there it was a very old house and it had a little foyer, so in a chanami he didn't put a mezuzah on the front door. But that's, again, that's if you're a purist, but the rest of the world puts mezuzah on the front door. I mean, that's, you know, the Ramah quotes there was an old minhag that they've only put a mezuzah on the front door, even though he says it's not a minhag, not nochonu. But so why do we do that? Why in the world do we put the mezuzahs on the front door? Well, forget my house in my parents' house in Brooklyn. What about my apartment in Washington Heights? Where also, you walk in the apartment, and it's a little narrow, 2-3 steps of narrow, and then there's the dining room area. It's also not dalet al dalet my front door, even in my apartment. And yet, I put a mezuzah up there. So why is that? So, the Pischei Tshuva on page 5, in Reish Pei Vav Sivkot Yud Aleph, quotes from the Sefer Hamudei Daniel Ksav Yad. Chof Yud, Ksav Yad. Mean they didn't have, they didn't print it. Not all the Hamudei Daniels were printed. Rabbi Nachum Butler, Shlita, he got me somebody printed the Hamudei Daniel Ksav Yad. They finally printed it. So it's a little bit more extensive than what it is in the Pischei Tshuva. So basically, he says two things. These are the two things he says. First of all, he says, in the Pischei Tshuva. Dafka base deer tzarf dafka shei dal al dal al base shar umepes is afil leisbu dal al chayov. So he says a base deer has to be dal al dal, place where you're going to be. But if it's only a passageway, it doesn't have to be dal al dal. And Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman explained to me that the Rashash in Sukkah Daf Gimel says, because the idea is Chazi L'Milsei, meaning what's the idea of Dalet on Dalet? Is because if it's not Dalet on Dalet, I can't live normally there. It's cramped. I can't live there like a normal person. So therefore, it's also Chesar Nandira. Nandira means normal. It's normal. It's not normal. So it's not Dalet on Dalet, so it's not. But it's just a passageway, then I'm not spending time there. I'm just using it as a ma'bar, a passageway. So then it doesn't have to be Dalet on Dalet. That's the fourth chiddush of the Chamudi D'Mil. So in the Sefer Ogor Balecha, that's the Rosh Hashiva of Nei Yisrael's son. I was recently speaking to the Rosh Hashiva of Nei Yisrael, and I told him how much I enjoy his son Sefer Ogor Balecha on Mezuzah. And he said, yeah, you should write him a Oros, he told me. And he said he worked on that for 13 years. That's what the Rosh Hashiva told me about his son Sefer on Mezuzah Ogor Balecha. 13-year project. Very good. I worked on mezuzah a lot, but in the 13 years, I mean, you know, I'm always working on mezuzah. 13 years is, that's something. So b'meila, so now we, based on the Chamudi D'Niel, we understand what? The foyer is a ma'var. So no one sits down and has a whole, you don't sit down with the, you know, with your family members, your guests, and start, or even with yourself, and do things in the foyer. It's just a ma'var. So we're a hallway. Same thing, you know, that might not be Dalet on Dalet. So again, the same concept that it would be chayiv, but Rav Abadi is a purist. He says no. Only ain lano eladivrei hagemara bilvat. What are you saying? Svara is a nice svara. Say svara. I saw svara. Svara is never a shortage of svaras. You always say svaras. But verstehe. Verstehe
verstanden. So would there be, like, you know, the idea to say that so too by the requirement for an enclosure, but that's really just also an aspect of dira. But in the event that you're in an area where that's not needed for the dira aspect, let's say you have a backyard, maybe then also, you know, for the same reason.
You can't call something a bias if it doesn't have walls.
But you can call it a bias, but it's not all about this, is it not?
In other words, you can't call it, you're asking an excellent question. In other words, it may say it's usable, but if it's, in other words, when the Torah says bias, so it has to be a certain size, and that's like going without saying that if there's an area, an open area, in other words, you can't call that a bias if there's no walls around it. So there's nothing to talk about. Ikar chasim and safe. First we have to have at least a structure, then we can say if the structure is not big enough, it's still not good. But if we don't have the structure, then you have nothing, garnished.
You could also hear this area that's less than 4x4 leads into the bias. What he's discussing may not lead into a bias.
Less than 4x4, yeah, okay. So that's the first chiddush of the Chamudi D'Mil. Then the Chamudi D'Mil says a sekesh. We said before a storage room, if it's nitpal to the dira, also has what? Is chayv. But what if the storage room, or another word for storage room, closet, is not dalet on dalet? So is it chayv in mezuzah? So pashup shan, no. Again, Gemara. Sukkah, Gimel, Amud, Aleph. If it's not, Dalel, Dalel, Potter. So the closet should also be. Now, parenthetically, before we say anything more, when we're talking about closets, we're only talking about walk-in closets. If it's not a walk-in closet, there's nothing to talk about. Because the Torah says, Beisecha, and the Gemara Darshan's Derech Biyoscha, you have to enter. If you only put your hands in the arms, there's nothing to do. That's not chayav b'klal. Nothing to talk about. Beisecha, derech biyoscha. Okay? But if it's a walk-in closet, which people do have. So if you live in some area that's a shitz area, and you have a shpitz big home and a shpitz big closet, so you could have, so taka your shpitz closet could be down and all down. So then it's chayv, nothing to talk about. But what if you don't? Believe me, in Washington Heights, the walk-in closets are not down and all down according to any shita. According to any shita. Even the no shita. But we do have walk-in closets. Right? We have some walk-in closets, an entree, you know, with pantry, and we have... So should we be chayv in mezuzah? Mm-hmm. So the Chamud Niel says yes. Yes. Also chayv. And the Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah says the same idea. Because what? Because you will say. Meaning, like a good explained, a person can't deal with stay in a room that's not down on down. You just can't live there normal. And you'll complain. Right? But you never heard that your shoes and your shirts were complaining when they're in the closet. They're okay. It's functional. It does its job. So then, even if it's not dollar Alvin, you're gonna be fine. According to Chamud Daniel. Again, so that's the Chamud Daniel's two kiddushim. I mean, one you sowed, the way the Rosh Hashanah said it, the Chazi Lamilsi you sowed, which does appear in Shas in a different context, but this idea. Now, so Rav Aaron Feldman's son in his sefer seems to say that Minhag Yisrael is clearly to at least accept the first Chamud Daniel, not necessarily the second Chamud Daniel. So in other words, Minhag Yisrael is to treat that came out like a chova, even though Rav Abadi is the purist and doesn't accept that, to treat that as a chova, that the Mavar always will be chayiv even when it's not dalal al dalal. You know, the foyer, the hallways, etc. And the closets, so I tell people it's a chumrah. In other words, the front door, people, they should put it up. That's in there. You know, that we put up. We accepted that. But this, in other words, because like Rabbi Yonas and Teleki said to me, you know, like the Hashar Ha'ir, we'll talk about it in the future share. So that's pashtus. It just means it's chayv mezuzah, nothing to do with the shear. So a mavar is more of a svara to say that it's chayv. But to have a place that it's considered a for itself, even though you can tell me that if a human being has to sit there, he's not going to be happy. So it's not chayv, but the shoes are going to be happy. So that's less of a chiddush, and that's more of a chiddush rather, and therefore. So if a person wants to do it, they can do it, but I always make sure to tell them that it's just the chumrah ba'alma in closets. Now, that is the Chamud Daniel's two chidushim. Now, there's a Rabbi Kiv Eger. There's a Rabbi Kiv Eger here on the same page here. And he, let me tell you over how the Velt says over this Rabbi Kiv Eger. And I'll tell you why I'm not happy with it. And then how other people say it over. Rabbi Kiv Eger says another idea that a closet, a walk-in closet, again, if it's not walk-in, there's nothing to talk about because there's no knisa. But the other idea of Rabbi Kiv Eger is like this. He says you have a walk-in closet, right? And it's not dalet al dalet. So if the room is dalet al dalet, there's nothing to talk about. You put a mezuzah going into the room. Chamud Daniel's Mechadish put a mezuzah going into the room, closet, because it's Chazi L'Milsi. Rabbi Kiv Eger says no. What you should do is put a mezuzah by the closet but not going into the closet, which is not dalal dalet, but put it on the right side. From if you're in the closet, and now you're walking into the room, into the bedroom, so put it on the right side, going from the closet to the bedroom. Because the bedroom is, or the whatever room it is, not necessarily a bedroom or a kitchen or whatever it is, that's dalet al dalet. So that room is chayiv in mezuzah. So therefore, put the mezuzah on the right side, going what? Into the not on the right side going into the closet, which is not dalet al dalet. He doesn't accept this idea of chazi lemilse. But go now from the closet into the adjacent room, put the mezuzah on the right side there. And that's the way the Velt says over the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And became popular because Chazon Ish subscribed to that idea. Chazon Ish subscribes to it, so that gave it a lot of clout. Chazon Ish, you know. Maybe one day I'll give a share on the international dateline about this and the Chazon Ish Shita of, but that's a different thing. Okay. Now, I'm very not happy with this Rebbe Akiva Eiger. First of all, there are those that said Rebbe Akiva Eiger didn't really say it, but let me tell you why I'm not happy with this Rebbe Akiva Eiger. The way it's set over by the Velt, the way I just presented it to you, is because to me, and I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak recently, they came out with two Beis Yitzchaks recently. So one of them, I wrote a whole article about what to do in the kitchens in Washington Heights, where they have the Washington Heights kitchens. The Washington Heights kitchens, they have these little things here. You know, the things coming out and you walk in. So do you put it here? Do you put it here? Do you put it here? What do you do? Okay, maybe today we'll talk about it. But some people, you know, you always see people put it over here on the low thing. Yeah, so I'm not into that. Okay. It's good for the midgets. Okay, very soft. Okay, so let me tell you why I'm not with the Rebbe Akiva, my problem with the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And this is because, to me, there's one yisod in Hilchas Mezuzah. Okay? Let me explain to you the yisod. Okay? Visual aids. There's the door. I come in. Shalom. Mezuzah, okay. So, how come I don't put another mezuzah now here? Put another mezuzah. Put two mezuzahs. Right? And this one, this is not Rabbi Rakefet's case, because this is on two different sides. Mm-hmm. So Pashas is not, it wouldn't be in Shail of Baal Tosif, right? Because Manavshach, if one is good, the other one's not good. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch you can put Tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on at the same time, because one of them is possible. To put two pairs of Tefillin on the same time, of the same Tefillin, Baltosif. Some people put on two at the same time, that's Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, because Raman of Shach, one is no good, so it's not Baltosif. So why don't we do that? Why don't we say, I put a mezuzah here, and now I'm nichnas to the hallway. So I should put a mezuzah there. What's the trap? Now, no one does this, right? No one does that. So put another mezuzah here. Except for Yaakov Emden says, maybe if you... Well, I'm not going to get into that today. So what? Why not? So this is, to me, this is the ironclad yisod. The ironclad yisod in Yiddishkeit is that you walk in, the first from outside, you all came from outside, walk in. This is Knesset. Backtracking, and walking out, that's yitziyah. And yitziyah is not chiyuv in mezuzah. In other words, it has to be derech knisa, not derech yitziyah. So what knisa is the first flow in. Yitziyah is backtracking out. Now, everyone after the shiur, we're going to backtrack. We all came in. Now we're going to all go out. So that's not called a knisa. That's called yitziyah. And the yitziyah was never chayiv in mezuzah. So to say that you have to put a mezuzah on from the closet into the adjacent room going to the right side there, that's yitziyah, that's not a knisa. So Rabbi Kivega said, oh well, since it's not dalal dalin, you view it ke'ilu it's the outside, and it's but pashtus like there's a short one, pashtus is not like that, it's not a knisa, it's a yitziyah, and yitziyah is not a mechayif.
So that when we figure out which side to put it on, you just start outside, and whichever side you walk through, if you're walking through your house. So
yeah, we'll talk about that more either later today or tomorrow or next week. Yeah, right. In other words, and the backtracking doesn't count, because then if the backtracking would count, then in every, you know, we should have two mezuzahs here. Right? But we don't. So al korcha. Others learn Rabbi Kivega a different way. This is also a nafkamina for emergency exits. What's the din of emergency exits? Do you put a mezuzah on an emergency exit that just goes out into the street? So the pashas is like Rav Abadi pointed out. The pashas is no, because it's not a delis for knisa. It's only for yitziyah, and yitziyah is not. You ever go into the main building in Stern College? You ever been there? No, no one goes there. So you'll see that they have a mezuzah going in, and then they have a revolving door going out, and they have a mezuzah going out onto the whatever. One mezuzah, one door you go in, and mezuzah going in. And there's another way for going out, and then they have a mezuzah going out. So that's I'm not saying there's no one that holds that way, but that's not the main. I've shot the point that maybe you have that mezuzah of the exit door going in, but to have a mezuzah just pointing out into the yonder, that's a chiddush. That's not definitely not the mainstream. I don't know, but I've seen this in two places in my travels. In the building in Stern College, and on the also in Tower 41 in Miami Beach. Ever been in Tower 41? Everyone has a grandmother in Tower 41. So there also they have those are going in, and then those are going out. So that's not the push up shot in Pesach Halacha. Put a mezuzah going out. Okay, now, yes.
Going back to the altos, kindergarten class or whatever, they sometimes put mezuzahs high for the teachers and low for the little kids coming in.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. In other words, if you want to put two mezuzahs, one for the teachers, yeah, so Pasha says you shouldn't do such a thing. Pasha says you shouldn't do such a thing. Would it be baltosif? I'll be pashtus. The small mezuzah over there is kemanda leisa. So I don't know, but it's a wrong chinuch. It's not a proper chinuch. It's not a good thing. Not to do such a thing. Never do such a thing. Never put another mezuzah or on the bottom for the kid. It's not the machum of mezuzah. So you shouldn't do it. Would it be baltosif?
No, it's possible.
It's possible, so the chora maybe wouldn't be baltosif. Except for the Maram Shik. There is one shita, the Maram Shik, that says if you put two mezuzahs, even if they're on two different sides, it would also be baltosif. That's the Maram Shik says that. But barring the Maram Shik, it wouldn't. So it might not be baltosif, but it's... You know, The Ritva says in Sukkah, you know, you got to get your chinuch set has to be kosher if you did. It doesn't have to be, you know, the $200 set that they're having there, but it has to be kosher if you did. If it's not kosher if you did, it's not chinuch. So if you're putting something down there, it's not all. Pashas. We'll talk more about it, but the pashas, yeah. Okay. Oh. Now, one other point with the dalet al dalet that we didn't talk about yet is what if it's not dalet al dalet, but it's 4x2?
8x2,
right. 8x2. What if it's 8x2? So the Olam claims that it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. That the Rambam says chayiv and the Rosh says potter. That's page 3 here. And the Shach quotes it, the Beis Yosef quotes it. And therefore the Shach says, so therefore put up without a bracha. Because this is a machlokes drama of the Rosh. Except for the Taz. The Taz and Hilchos Sukkah on page 6. Taz and Hilchos Sukkah on page 6 says that if you look carefully at the Rambam, you'll see that a lot of the poskim got the wrong shot in the Rambam. And the Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said it could be 8x2. Never said such a thing. What did he say? He says that if the room is not it's a circle, so as long as you can inscribe a square that's 4x4, you chayv. But he never said that if you have a room that's 8x2, because 8x2 you can't inscribe a square. So the Rambam, if you look carefully, the Rambam never said that 8x2 is good. The Rambam says that if you have a circle and you could put a square or you know, or something, you know, another shape, and it could be inscribed in it, then it'll be chayiv. So the question is, you see, the others were understanding, because he uses the lashon b'yeshbo k'dei l'rabeya. So they thought that meant, as long as it's 8x2, that would be okay. But the Rambam never said that. So then what's the Chiddush? So Rav Abadi points out, because the Rambam's in Hilchos Tzaras writes that for Tumas Tzaras, a circular room wouldn't be get Tumas Tzaras. So the Rambam's telling you over here, Lafuke Tumas Tzaras, that it could be circular as long as you can be Merabeya 4x4. But if you can't even Merabeya 4x4 and it's 8x2, so the Taz says no one ever was Mechayiv in that. No one was ever Mechayiv in that. So Meikar Adin, so I tell people that if it's not Dalet al Dalet, so, but anyway, you have the Chamudei Daniel says even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, even if it's 3x3, it's not even 8x2, it's 3x3. So it's not Dalet al Dalet in any shape or form. But the Chamudei Daniel says since a Mavar will still be chayif. But the Nafka Min is to make a bracha. So I always say to make a bracha, you have to have it really 4x4. Sometimes I go, you know, you can be in an apartment, you're checking, you know, there's not too many rooms here in the regular Heights apartment that you can actually make a bracha on. Because you will learn that part of the din of a bracha also has to have a door. Without a door, there's no bracha. We'll talk about that maybe in a second. Yeah.
Maybe it was different that the Chamud and the Neil was discussing where the function still exists even if it's not 4x4, but here, let's say you have an 8x2 where it doesn't serve the function, it's not a Ma'avar, it's an area, like it's just a stam 8x2 by itself,
right?
Then you wouldn't be able to apply the Chamud and the Neil.
Right, if it's not a hallway. In other words, most of the hallways could be, most hallways, like in apartments, they're not so wide, so they're not going to be, so then you're going to have to, so if you don't accept the Chamud de Daniel, so then you wouldn't put it up. But I told you that the main minhag is to accept the Chamud de Daniel at least by the Mavar. Okay, so let's talk a little about Sharecha. What does it mean, Sharecha? So there is, so far we've been talking all about Beisecha. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Visharecha. Let's make Visharecha. So there is a Gemara in Yuma. The main sugya is in Mezuzah or Menachas and Yuma. On page 'Alef' So it says the Shar Ha'ir. Yes. So what page in the sheets? Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, it should be Daf Yud Aleph. But something is missing here. I think that page might be missing. What? Yeah, 13 is Yud Aleph on the base. But where's Yud Aleph on the Aleph? Maybe it was my mistake, maybe it was left out, my mistake. Okay, you have to take a Gemara and look it up in Daf Yud Aleph. Somehow that page got, I don't know, because it's probably my fault, because I wrote page 12, and then page 13 is an end bracket, probably going over from Yud Aleph from an Aleph. So, have the Gemara here. There in Yud Aleph, Shar Ha'ir is Chayiv and Mezuzah. So that means if you have a walled city, and you have a doorway.
Page
22. What's in 22? Yep. Page 22, you got it. Tan Rabbanu Sharecha Echad Shari Batim Echad Shari Chatzei Echad Shari Medinos Shari Yaris. So that's it. Shari Ha'ir. If you have an ear, you have a city. It's walled in, and there's a shar. There's a gate to come in. So it's Chayiv and Mezuzah. So I was always trained by this rabbi in Yuma. Shari Ir Sheshmo Mechuzot Vayruban Yisrael. Question is, who has to be in the city? Obviously, Mezuzah is for Jews. So how many people have to, what's the percentage? So Rashi Sheet is Rov Yisrael is Chayiv in Mezuzah. If the city is Rov Yisrael, so that's why they point out that what? The old city of Yerushalayim is what? Is Rov Akum. No? Is that what they say? Right, in other words, is there a chiv to have mezuzahs on the entrances to the old city in Jerusalem? So they do have, right, but it could be the Nachayev, because it's not Rov Yisrael.
Would you subdivide the city?
No.
Shari Akum?
But it's all one ear. It's the Shar Ha'ir. They have different entrances to the Shar Ha'ir. There was talk years ago, Rav Harfenis has a talk about what, Seagate. You know Seagate? Seagate, Brooklyn. So it's, that's Rav Yisrael, is it? That's what they said. to put up a mezuzah in Seagate. That's Shar Ir. So then, but then there's another halacha. If you think the mezuzah is going to be stolen and destroyed, that's also a p'tur. So I think maybe Rav Harfenis wrote a shtickle in the Pri Tumarim that they had this idea that we'll first put up the case without the mezuzah and see if that gets stolen, and if that survives, then we'll consider putting in the parchment. The last time I was there, I didn't see a mezuzah on Seagate. It's not that like I go there every. And Mordechai Ben David, doesn't he live there on Seagate? Yeah. So, But I had a conversation once with Rav David Feinstein about this in the Sukkah. My wife is from the Lower East Side. So the Lower East Side, one of the nice things in the Lower East Side is they have communal sukkahs. You know, like someone said, I mean, my wife said, it's like camp. You know, you have tables and, you know, it's a nice thing. You have the whole community in your sukkah. So it says, you have different. So many sukkahs were together with Rav David Feinstein in the sukkah. So I was asking him about elevators. That's a separate question. Does an elevator need a mezuzah? Elevator need a mezuzah. So basically, his approach was that if it's all Jews, they'll live in the building. See, I live in the building. Rav Orlian used to live in our building, 475 186th Street. Rav Goldberg, known as Rav Goldberg's building, used to be known as Rav David Lifshitz's building. Maybe now it's known as Ruby Schroen's building. But so there's an interesting thing in our building. We don't have a mezuzah on our building. Right? When you walk into the building, there's no mezuzah there, right? There's no mezuzah there. So what's the pshat? So it used to be that it wasn't owned by Jews. So then, so it wasn't owned by Jews. There was nothing to talk about. When I first moved in, it wasn't owned by Jews. We also used to have a tree there in the corridor in a certain time of the year coming up. So, but then, while you did this thing, they decided they're going to buy all these buildings. So they bought our building. So then there was once they bought the building, there was a diyun whether we should start putting a mezuzah on the building, on the front door, you know, on the ground level, the front door going into the building. So I asked Rav David, so Rav David's shita was, so this is like Shar Ha'ir, because it's like, it's leading up to all the apartments, the Shar Ha'ir. So Rav David's shita is that no, that Shar Ha'ir is only chayiv if everyone is a Jew. That's a big chiddush. Because he told me he didn't think we paskin like this Rashi in Yuma. Why is that? Because the halacha is that if you have a shutuf with an akum, say I own an apartment with a non-Jew, so then you don't put up a mezuzah on the apartment because we're shutufim with a guy, he's part of a mezuzah. So the same thing over here. If there's a non-Jew there, then you shouldn't be having mezuzah. Also, what's Pshat and Rashi then? So the Or Sameach says Pshat, is going to check the quotes, and the Or Sameach says Pshat, no. The concept of shutfis is when you live in this particular dira. So this is Chayev Batzmuso. So then if there's a guy with you who is part owner, part whatever, so then it's going to be part of a mezuzah. But if it's only quote a mavar, so to speak, it's Shar Ha'ir, no one's living in the street of the city. It's a mavar to get to the houses, right? So it's called a mavar for Diras Yisrael if Rov Yisrael. Because the concept of shutus for the akum is only if the room is me and the goy, the apartment is me and the goy. But it's only chiyav alts leading up to a dira. So then we say that this opening of the city relates to whoever the rov is in the city, and we say it's considered a shar for Yisrael because the rov Yisrael. But it's because it's not the atzmo, the mokum dira. So that's the Or Sameach explains explains Rashi. So Reb David thought, Reb David Feinstein thought that therefore the apartment building wouldn't need a mezuzah because you need Kol Yisrael. We're pretty good. We definitely have Rov Yisrael in our building. But we don't have Kol Yisrael. So Rav David told me that Rav Abadi thought it will just get stolen, so don't bother. So therefore I put in an order. And then I spoke to Rav David and Rav Abadi, and they both said no, so I never pressed. And you know how bureaucracy works. You know, you put in an order and it comes, Mashiach comes sooner than, you know. So, and then there. But then, one year, on Purim, you know, every year, Purim in the Heights. So Rav Goldberg, you know, goes with an entourage from his apartment to the Gagiga. So one year on the way, with his entourage, he decides that he's going to be Koveya Mezuzah on the Pesach of our building. So that's what he did. He stopped the entourage, and they were Koveya Mezuzah. And then a day or two later, I see there's no mezuzah there. And then I go where the mail is, and I see someone took that mezuzah and stuck it to where the mail on the one of the walls there by the mail. And then after that, we never made it back to the. But there is a svara to say it's chayiv if you hold like Rashi, Rov Yisrael, and if you hold that it's not going to get mutilated, so then in the Hanami there should be a mezuzah there. If you hold like Rav David Feinstein said that he thinks Kol Yisrael, then when you hold like Rav Abadi was Koshish that it's going to get mutilated, then that's a different story. But there's what to say to. But once that was the latest attempt to have a mezuzah in our thing. So that's Bisharecha. Shar Ha'ir. Now, there is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is a famous piece on page 23, where he says, Perek Vav Halacha Alf, Asara Tanoim Yesh V'Bais. There are 10 conditions in a house to be chayiv in mezuzah. And you have to meet all 10 conditions. So one of the conditions is that you need a door. It's not enough to have a doorway, but you need what? You need a door. And if no door, no mezuzah. So in the Rambam's house, there wasn't, you know, that a lot of our homes, we have arches, all those places, no mezuzah according to the Rambam. So we don't follow this Rambam, Kayadua. But in deference to the Rambam, the Shach points out that whenever we put up a mezuzah, if there's no door, we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. And the Rambam gets it from, there's a Gemara that says that you should put up the door. There's a Gemara, there's a question how you learn the Gemara. There are two ways to learn the Gemara. One way of Gemara says in Menachos. Let's see if I find it here. On the Gimel or something, a page. A page is like Lama Gimel. Tali Bedash, Tali Dasha Beresha, the Gemara says. I think it's in Menachos or in Lama Gimel. Tali Dasha Beresha. So, 27? Yes, let's see. 28 is number. Oh, let's see. 28. Here. After I put the end bracket, keep going. Rish Galusa, Butter Base, Omale, Rabnava, Kovli, Mazuz, Omale, Toli Dashi, Beresha. So, Rambam learns. The pshat is, put up the wall. In other words, you want to put up mezuzah? Put the door first. So then, because if not, then there's no chiyuv yet. Right? And then there's a shayla of what? Tase lo menasui. First you have to, b'shas the kviyas and mezuzah has to be chayiv already. So that's what he said. Toli dasha Bereisha. That's how Rambam learns the Gemara. But others, Rashi and others, other Rishonim learn no. Tali Dash Bereisha means like this. Here you have the mezuzah, the side post. What do you call this? The molding, right? So, say you want to put the mezuzah on this thing, right? On the mold, on the piece here. So he says, first put it into the building, then put it on the mezuzah. But you can't put the mezuzah on the molding when it's betolish, and then be koveya. Tali Dash Bereisha. Again, the same svar of what? The same svar of Tosafot, but also a bit of different tzir, because the Rambam shita, the shita, so Rambam hold, I mean, so that's what he holds, that you need the door. So then you have to put up the door first. That's what it means, Tali Dasha Bereisha. That you put up the door first, and then you put the mezuzah. The others learn, it means you're going on the molding. You put up the mezuzah, the side post first, and then... So again, we don't follow the Rambam, but in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha. Even if it's dalet al dalet, if there's no physical door, we don't make the bracha. Oh. Oh. So let me tell you something. Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Chachmei Lunil. Who asked the Rambam, how do you know? How do you know that that's shot in the Gemara? That's what it means, that you have to put a door there. I mean, I learned that's shot in the Gemara, but that was presupposing that you needed a door. There's no Gemara that says you need a door. In other words, the Rambam was learning that's shot in the Gemara. So, but where did he know that you need a door? So the Rambam says, it's Pasuk. Bisharecha. Because besides the drush and the gemara, that means shara'ir, the door is the shah. Sachlanu shar, v'esni la shar. Plus is the shah. The door is the shah. So that's what the pasuk means. It's not v'secha, v'sharecha. There has to be a bais, and you need a shah too. That means you need a door. Without a door, you're not chayiv. That's what he told the Chachmei Lunil. Those are, you know, the tshuva of the Rambam, the Chachmei Lunil. You know, there's a whole discussion. There's a lot of halachas in the Rambam, from tshuva to Rambam. And the question is, so the Rav Soloveitchik, you know, tshuva to Rambam didn't do it for him. If it's not in the Mishnah Torah, he didn't, like Rav Shechter once pointed out, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zatzal once asked the Shaila a question sheer to the Rav. Rav Shita was that what? That there's a difference. We know that an Eved Kanani, that's a non Jewish person who had a conversion, L'shem Eved Kanani, so it's Chayv Mitzvah Ki'isha. Right? So the Rambam said, so the Rav Soloveitchik said, that if a woman does a mitzvah, she says man grama, she gets schar. She's ain't a mitzvah, but she has full kedusha Israel. She's just exempt from certain things. But an eved kanani is basically a goy who converted a mixas conversion. So he's only a yid legabe certain mitzvahs. He's not a yid legabe other mitzvahs. A woman is a yid legabe lulav also. She's just not a chayiv, but she's a yid legabe that too. But the goy and the Eved Kanani is only a yid legabe the mitzvahs that Shaisha chayev salayim. So she had mitzvahs Shaisha, but it's a different yisod. So Rav Shechter points out that Rav Lichtenstein asked the Rav, but the Rambam says beferish, even a goy that does a mitzvah gets schar. So you don't need to be a yid. So Rav Soloveitchik responded, Shuvas a Rambam lav shmei the Rambam chasam alay. We don't have the full credibility to that. So I once had the courage, every once in a while, if you go to the fifth floor of the library, you can see the Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, is there. So he's a very interesting person. You know, people should, you have to know how to speak. But, I figured I'll ask him, you know, what's his opinion of the credibility of the Tshuva Sarambam. So So he says he has no reason to doubt the authenticity of the Teshuvas HaRambam. I said, what about your father? He said, my father knew the ones that the Kesef Mishnah quoted. In other words, because the Rav wasn't looking in these other, you know, he had his, you know, Shas and the Rambam. You know, he wasn't looking into all these other Sfarim. That wasn't his thing. So this is a Truvis Rambam that's Chokhmah Lunil that quoted in the Kesef Mishnah of this that where the Rambam says that he thinks the Makor for his Pshat in the Gemara is Visharecha in the Sharim. Okay, so we have more to say. That's why we have next year, and we should, even though it's a Tainus, we should still be Mechazik to be here, Bez Hashem.
Well, what time is Mincha the Tainus?
But we could always...